Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shuvah. Shalom. Shabbat Shuvah. Here's the Eve right here on the TJIF. Thank Jah Rastafari. It is Friday right here. You're here. So here on the in and the irid here in the season, the reason for the season. Today's daily psalm also very important in this season right here. As we have Psalm 31 right here. Psalm 31. I'd like to share the peace thesis, Sophia. You know, coming forward. But first things first right here. Shabbat shalom, simet salam. Greetings, brothers and sisters, here on the eve of the Shabbat. Here, this Shabbat right here, Shabbat Shuvah. Looking at the boards right here, you know, giving time for ones and ones, you know, to come on. Yes, I, Rastafari. So, the TJIF, thank you. Rastafari, it is Shabbat Eve right here. And this Shabbat here, we have the 52nd sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Why you left? And he went. Here Moshe is fulfilling, right? Moses is fulfilling his farewell address to a new generation. Key, a new generation of Israel after their forefathers, you know, had come out of Mitzrayim, out of the Hekapata, a.k.a. Egypt, right, but were not found worthy to enter in for their murmuring, their grumbling, their complaining, their disobedience. So they wandered a year for a day that spies had spied out the land. 10 spies came back with an evil report slandering the land. Two of them said, yes, we can do it, but the folks, the people, we listen to the majority, we listen to the Broadway, we listen to the multitude, and the multitude were wrong, went astray. So that's what the 40 years for a day basically came through there. Now, after the 40-year generation wandered to death in the wilderness, we have their children. Jah called upon the youths because the youths are strong, but they needed direction, instruction. So Moshe, in the fifth book, known as Deuteronomy, the Sefer Devarim, goes through the history, goes through the experience, the trials, the ups and downs, the follies, the undergrounds, but mainly give them the direction, instruction, the Torah, right, for this new generation here. So here at this 52nd degree of our sabbatical study, Moshe, he's summing up, Vayelech, and he went forward. It's kind of twofold in this sense. He went forward to speak, to call Israel, all of Israel, and Vayelech. And he's going forward, right, because he knows that his transition, as we say today, or his death, was imminent, right? He was told these things. He knew these things. He was comfortable to these things, and he began to instruct the new generation. So we have the Shabbat Shuvah. So it's kind of double here, both this Torah reading and feeding, Vayelech, picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 31. It's the shortest Torah portion, reading and feeding. You know, out of the 54, here this 52nd is the shortest right here. Now here we're between the day of the trumpets, the Yom Teruah, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, the Judaic, the civil new year, the day of trumpets, initiating the autumnal feast and festivals here at the end of the year, the third of the three times in the year, beginning off with the day of trumpets, ringing that alarm, the alarm for the soul searching, the cheshbon hanefesh, for I and I to make those adjustments, right, as we seek to align ourselves with the mark and finding the true cross. You know, it's like the sights. You know how the sights are? You know, when you line up the sights, the X and marks the spot. So aligning I and I self. So if we're 180 degrees, we seek to be making that 180 turn, or, you know, aligning the degrees in Yahweh, truth and life. The soul searching, the adjustments before the Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, what the Torah calls it, the Day of the Atonement, the At One Man, Tau, ancient Hebrew, the mark, the cross, the plus sign, right? Interesting, and the name of the Son of Man, that man-child, Tefari. looking at in the Ethiopics, we have the cross, even the finding of the true cross. So here for the Shabbat Shuba, the ancient Afro-Asiatic Ethio-Shemitic pointing Shuba, to return. Modern Hebrew is the Shabbat Shuva. It's the Shabbat between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. It's called Shabbat Shuva, the Sabbath of Return, Shuba. Why is it called Shuva? Because of the Haftarah, the prophet's reading from Hosea chapter 14, verse 2, that begins, Shuva Yisrael ad Yahuwah Elohecha. Return, O Yisrael, Yasharel, the man who sees the true good, the true God too, Yahweh, he who be, we be, your Elohim, your power. Shuva Yisrael ad Yahuwah Elohecha. Since this Shabbat, it occurs before Yom HaKippurim and after Yom Teruah, and after the Day of Trumpets, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, the head of the Judaic Hebrew Civil New Year, it is customary to listen to a sermon, a reasonment from an honored Torah sage calling for teshuvah, repentance, teshuvah, at this time, at this Iowa. So the 10 days from the Day of Trumpets, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, to the Yom HaKippurim. It's like a repentance, my last call, Wizot HaDerek. This is the way, aligning I and I self to Yahweh, truth and life, making those adjustments before the judgment. Seek Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be, we be, while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Make the righteous forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Make him return to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, that he may have compassion on him, and to Eloheinu, to Einai Almighty Power, for he will abundantly pardon. The reason for the season, as we count the days here, these days of awe, these 10 days of repentance, as the Chazon Yohanan, as the vision of John, of John's grace, Yohanan, you know, even says to I and I, ye shall be tried 10 days. So here we see this in Yahweh, Truth and Life, regarding the season, the reasons for the season. Here the fall festival, the autumnal festival, here at the end of the year, as we are trotting towards the in-gathering, known as Sukkot or tabernacles, booths, directly in the Hebrew huts, because as Yisrael trotted through the wilderness, they were made to dwell in huts and booths and tabernacles. So even in the land, when we return, we recall, even here at this season, you know, how we got here. And interesting, even here in this tribe, in this season, the reason for the season, tabernacles, in-gathering, which is a prophetic, right, of that in-gathering in the fullness of these times, even the end times of the nation states, the end times of the Gentiles, the in-gathering from the north to the south to the east, and even I and I here, the Beta Yisrael in the west, in the Americas and the Caribbean, the Trans-Ethiopian Ocean. Yes, I. So Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 to 7, the key word, seek Jehovah while he may be found. Call up on him while he is near. Make the wicked, the ratchet, the rasha, the defiant. Make the defiant ones or the wicked / defiant ones forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Make him return to Shuvah, do that turn from the astray way to Yahweh, truth and life, to Yahweh, that he may have compassion on him, and to our power, to Eloheinu, for he will abundantly pardon. Yeshaya, Ishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 6 to 7. But a key word from the Haftarah is a prophet's reading here for this 52nd sabbatical study for Shabbat Wayelech, corresponding with the Shabbat of return. That's the Sabbath right before the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonements, the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment. So we have Hosea 14, verse 1. That reads, Shuvah Yisrael Ad Yahuwah Eloheka Ki Kashalta Be'avoneka. Return, O Yisrael, to he who be we be, to Jehovah, your power, your almighty power, for you have stumbled, ki kashalta, because of your iniquity, be'avoneka, because of your iniquities, your moral perversities. So here the call, and Shabbat Shuvah is like the final call, as it were, in the season here, right before the Day of Judgment, making these adjustments right before the judgment. Now note this right here, that the Haftarah portion, right, for Shabbat Shuvah is composed of selections from two books of the prophets of the Nevi'im, namely Hosea, and either Joel, or Micah. Now, this is depending on some of the tribe traditions. There's the Ashkenazic tradition. There's a Sephardic tradition, the custom. The Ashkenazic tradition, it holds that Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 to 9, and Joel, chapter 2, verses 15 to 27. The Sephardim tradition, it reads Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 to 9, and Micah chapter 7, verses 18 to 20. Now, there's other special Haftarah. There's a service for this Shabbat that is not any different from a regular Shabbat, though the theme, the main theme, Chaburim, Talmudim, fellow disciples, the main theme is Teshuvah, which is repentance. This is, of course, the heart, right? The heart of the man, the trod here in the season, the finding of that true cross in the innermost of the innocent. Yes, I. So for I and I, we'll seek to read all three readings right there, right? In honor of the Isla Trinity, the Hosea, Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 to 9, Eul, Joel chapter 2, verses 15 to 27, and Micah chapter 7, verses 18 to 20, as they all resonate with the Torah reading right here, as we pick up with Deuteronomy chapter 31 right here, the full of the chapter here, as we say, the shortest of the Torah readings and feedings. Now, some more, looking forward to the Yom HaKippurim here as per the season. Therefore, looking forward here to 2022, according to the Gregorian calendar, October to Tuesday, October 4th, is the Erev Kippurim, or the eve of the coverings, atonement at one man tau, at one man's mark, finding the true cross. Then we have the Wednesday, the next day, the October 5th. Right, that will be the day of the Yom HaKippurim. Get into some more of the details as we push forward, onward and upward. But right here, reason for the season, right? The reason for the season right here, the Shabbat Shuvah. First order of matter right here from the liturgy of His Divine Majesty, what is said on the Shabbat, the Senbet, the Wazema, the Senbet, the Sabbath Eve, the Shabbat Eve, right here from the liturgy of His Divine Majesty, from the Kedase of the True Church and the Professing Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, the Church of Brotherly Love. Here we have Ze Kedamit. Kedamit in the G'ez refers to the Saturday. Right? Kedame, we say in Amharic, but from the G'ez, Kedamit. Ze Kedamit. Kadama means to go before. So as we say in the Hebrew, Kadima, forward. Yes, I, Kadima.
Besim'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besenbed ken. Meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, shelleme. Kohulum yilik zahayin asaye. Meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, Shalom. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Shine, O children, children of the Almighty, shine. Yes, I, Rasta.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars.
Shabbat shalom, Sinbad salam, Shabbat shuba, shalom.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest themselves shall establish the earth. Jah!
Rastafari! Jah, Zion, I, guiding star in the innermost of the innocence. Yes, I, shine, rise and shine.
Jah, guiding star, it's running in the sky. The guiding star, it's running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is. From beginning to the end, you can never change. So we're not Rasta from
creation.
Shabbat time in the Sabbath day, on the Sabbath day, right here, Heal Up Benjamite, right here, instrumental by Rico Dubwise. These are the words right here from HaTorah, from the first book, from Bereshit, from Genesis, regarding the significance of the Shabbat here. Here, Sama, Yisrael,
Shema. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because within it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat. Shabbat, holy Shabbat.
Shabbat Shuvah, the Sabbath of return, Sabbath immediately preceding Yom HaKippurim. So here in the sabbatical Seder here for the Shabbat Eve, this is the point where the daughter of the house, the lady of the house, will light the lights, initiating that home, the home Seder, the home celebration of the Shabbat, the family around the table, the mother, the lady, the emabet, gevura of the bait of the house would light the lights and invoke this invocation here, lighting the lights, the candle blessings, the light blessings, lighting the lights, initiating the Shabbat.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, Vizi vanu lehiot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu ur haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Light, light, praise, flourish. Perfect. Blessed.
Messiah.
Messiah.
Light the lights, light the lights, yes I.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil out. Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the Supreme Being. Rastafari, the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the Supreme Being, Rastafari, the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Don't you worry of people's politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day. Chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
And here the six psalms, Psalm 95, Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29, initiating the Shabbat time right here. Rise up to chant.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. His holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. The Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with the people, with the people, with the people, with the people.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, our rest. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibbutz, among the heathen. his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arech, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Igziabi Heather the Sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
Kadamawi, kadamawi. Inflatia!
To whom praise is due forever.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I say, give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Blessed be Ab, Uhu, Manfatshadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast, oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia!
The whole place is due for
I say give unto Rastafari, yo, he might give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Ana, bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana, bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir zerura, with the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir zerura, untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika, accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amika, zangaved, 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 tahereinu. Nora, Nora, elevate and purify us. Sagaved,
Sagaved, Sagaved,
Tahereid, Tahereid, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamre, Barkem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka Tamida Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, 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 Barkem,
Barkem,
Tahare,
Tahare,
Racheme,
Racheme,
Sidkateka Tamida
Tamle.
May your righteousness always reward, always reward them. Chasin kadosh berov tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla one, in goodness, nahela edateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yachida ge'eh le'ameka b'nei zokhreya kedushateka, unique and proud one. To your people turn, Zokhrei, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu kavel, accept our cries. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shawatenu. Aber Ushima, Ushima, Ushaik Atenu. Yo Dea Ta Elumot. O Noah of Mysteries, of Secrets. Yo Dea Ta Elumot. Baruch Shem Kuvod Malkuto Le'olam Wa'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ivory and ivory, ivory and ivory, ivory and ivory, ivory and ivory, ivory and
ivory. Yeah, Rastafari, live it. Last year I live it, and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah. 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 Jah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for
so here, though this Shabbat is no different than any other Shabbat, because we have more offering to bring forward right here. Go straight forward to Lekha, Lekha Dodi. Welcoming the Shabbat, yes I, Rastafari, welcoming the bride.
Lekha Dodi, 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 Lekha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Pne Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet, come. O friend, the Sabbath greets. Lekha Dodi, Likrat Takala, B'nei Shabbat Nekabalah. To be repeated after each stanza. Lekha Dodi, Likrati Atala, B'nei Shabbat Nekabalah. Keep and remember we're fused in one word. When the voice divine, Ivine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad, ushmo echad, echad, echad. Wa he ubi uibi, Jehovah. Yihya, Jaja echad, ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. His name. Wa echad, ushmo echad. L'chem ulati areta, w'tehila. In him is our glory. In him, our fame, I and I fame. Lekha Dodi, Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nekabalah. Oh, come, let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine. Blessings, I vine. Lekha Dodi, Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nekabalah. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Negus, even Negus Neges. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Lekha Dodi, Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nekabalah. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lekha Dodi, Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nekabalah. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha Dodi, Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nekabalah. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik The I Elohim has loved the I as bridegroom is bride. Lekha doti alikarati akala pene shapati anikavala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steep, sweet, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lekatoti alikarati akala pene shapati anikavala. We, I, and I greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I, and I hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I, and I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I, and I welcome thy day. We, I, and I welcome thy night. Lekha doti alikrati kala pene shabati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath ha-shabbat, the Sendet greet.
Sendet salam, Sendet salam. Sendet salam.
Sendet salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Sendet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in him. Salam.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
You yak massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes. I wanna hear it, say yes.
Uptown massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes. I wanna hear it, say yes.
Shabbat rest.
Yes.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. So here, here, here. You seal up, seal up. The Kabbalat Shabbat, the welcoming of the Shabbat, welcoming the Sabbath as a bride. According to the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, the Shabbat conceives of as a woman that intercedes for her children. Interesting. Welcoming the bride, the woman, the Shabbat, right here, here, here. We have the sabbatical psalm, the psalm appointed for the evening. So we seal up the Kabbalat Shabbat after Psalms 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29. Sometimes the short mystic poem, the Ana B'Koach, the 42 words, and zooming in on those seven attributes, those seven names there. The Lekha Dodi, come my friend, come beloved. And then here, 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 Psalms 92 and Psalms 93. Psalm 92 for the Shabbat Eve and Psalm 93 here to seal up even the Friday Eve.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
A king will reign in justice, 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 justice.
Track, mass, track, mass, track, track, mass, track, mass, track, 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 track,
track, track, track,
track,
track, track, track,
track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track,
track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track,
shine for us, and your heart lift up his eyes and up.
Understanding.
Jah God and is a rebel among men. He then no like the name. Yes, a new name, Jah God, and it's terrible among men. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Yes,
and Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I, I-Negro, 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 I-Negro,
Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia!
The whole place is due for
sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, yes, for this Shabbat, Wayelech, Wayelech, Shabbat, Wayelech, here the second sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong is Torah reading and feeding in I and I annual. We the Black Jews cycle of Torah reading and feeding, and it's the ninth year in the book of Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moshe, the fifth book of the Bible. It constitutes Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 to 30. And we the Black Jews and other Yehudim in the diaspora generally read it in September or early October. With just 30 verses, this is the shortest parsha, the shortest reading and feeding. You say the manna, the angel's bread here. But as we know, this is also Shabbat Shuvah, and it's the Sabbath before the Yom HaKippurim. But as a Torah reading and feeding, it's the shortest. It's the shortest. Now, here, just to go over some of the basic overview, the summary right here for this 52nd degree is be strong and courageous. Reading the law, reading HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, and writing the law, writing HaTorah. So a basic 1, 2, 3 here in this shortest reading and feeding 30 verses right here, chapter 31 of the Sefer Devarim, a.k.a. Deuteronomy, the repetition of the law, the Mishnah HaTorah, repetition of the Torah. We have be strong and courageous, summary item 1. Reading HaTorah, reading the Orit, reading the law, the direction, instructions, and writing HaTorah, writing the Orit, the direction, instruction. Interesting here, reading and writing. One thing we've come to discover from the study of the narrative of HaTorah, that the Hebrews and the Israelites were very, very literate, you know, very, very literate in the sense of writing. You know, we look at the command to all of Israel to write these things on their gates. They had to be able to write, and you had to be able to read in order to write. But here, in this 52nd, for Shabbat, Wayelech, and he went, speaking of Moshe. So let's go over a summary right here, a basic synopsis of this 52nd degree. sabbatical study, this Torah reading and feeding this manna, this angel's bread here. Picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 31, right, full of the chapter, the 30 verses, synopsis. In the previous sabbatical, we had Mitzvah Bim, one's standing, Mitzvah Bim, Shabbat Mitzvah Bim. Moshe there, he formally gathered Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, together to ratify, to put into effect their covenant, their berit, their kal kidan, their word agreement. In the Hebrew, we have berit for word covenant, bringing out that sense in the Royal Amharic in the King of Kings Bible. We have the kal kidan, kal, word, kidan, that which covers, the word agreement with Yahweh, with Jehovah, with Exialia, with the sustainer, the good, the generous, excellent Av. Now, Moshe, he pleads with the people, with your people. He says, Becharta Bechayim, translated as choose life. Becharta, choose Bechayim, choose in life, in Chayim. Interesting, in the Hebrew, the word Chayim, well, you may hear someone say, L'chayim, L'chayim. Chayim, Chayim, from Chai. Chai is life, and Chayim is to say lives. It's kind of interesting because truly in each life there's many lives. But Moshe, he pleaded with Jah people to choose life. How? By pursuing the path of obedience. And we touched on this before with the Shema, Yisrael, hear, O Israel, and Tishmoa. Right, Shamoa, Tishmoa, hearing, and in hearing implies the idea of obedience. And also in the Etho-Shemitic and ancient dialects, this sense, this duplication of the basic word root also implies other senses, not just the letter of it, but the spirit of it, to feel it. And I like to liken it with, you feel me? Do you feel me? When we say, do you feel me? We don't mean literally. Right, we mean not according to the letter of it. Do you feel it? Do you perceive it? Right, and also the sense of obedience, or the hearing and obeying. So, in order to choose life, the harta b'chayim, one must pursue. Right, pursue the path with zohar derek, and this is the way, the truth, and the life of shema, of hearing, to feeling, and obedience. It's interesting because what it says in the New Testament, in the Brit Chadasha, right, it says about hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Right? Faith comes by hearing. Right? Yes, to the Torah, direction, instruction, its commandments, the imperatives, both the positive commands, the ta'aseh, the to do, and the lo ta'aseh, and the not to do. Now, if the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, would willingly, not be compelled, not forced, but willingly do so, they would be blessed, and they would prosper as Jah's chosen nation. But, however, on the other hand, if not, if they would not, lo shema, if he would not hear, not heed, they would be curse or receive consequences. And what are some of those consequences here? Even in the second year after the 400 years, exile. We, the Beta Israel, we, the Falashas here in the Americas and the Caribbean. Because Falasha means to be exiled. The exiles here in the Americas and the Caribbean. Persecution and false prosecution, as well as the threat of utter destruction. According to the ancient Judaic tribe, it was at this particular time that the heavenly voice, in the Hebrew sense, you know, the heavenly voice, the call, Shemishi, yeah, the voice of heaven, but that's not how it's usually said in the Hebrew. Usually we have the term Bat Kol. Bat Kol actually means the daughter of the voice. Now, what is the Bat Kol? The Bat Kol. Let's just share this right here. I think it's very interesting because as we start to study, we get to see the balance of the male and the female polarities, even in the language linguistically. And that there is often lost in translation. It gets lost in translation. Many times you read someplace, they'll say it. Well, it could be it he, and it could be it she, you know, so that it right there kind of covers it up, covers it up, right? But here we have the Bantakal. The Bantakal, literally daughter of a voice. This refers to the heavenly voice that proclaims Hailahim, the Almighty's will, or a divine judgment in a matter of legal disputes. So a heavenly or divine voice that proclaims Jehovah's will or his judgment, his deeds, his commandments to individuals or a number of persons. So right here, just to point that out right there. And then we have this here. We just had looked it up. This is the more literal sense, the call Shemai, the heavens, Shemimi, the voice of the heavens. So here, it was at this time in the Torah narrative right here, and also this time of the year, it was at this time, this I was that the heavenly voice called out to Moshe. This is your last day on earth, on the earthly plane. Moshe, then he went, Vayelech. This is to bring out the sense of Vayelech. And he went, even this Torah, the key word for this 52nd sabbatical study. Then he went to speak with the Ziknei Yisrael, with the elders of Yasharal of Yisrael, to bid each of them shalom, farewell. Now he says something very interesting and like to heal up to His Excellency Ambassador Reverend Kwame Kamau, something that I saw in the communication, right, from the reparations minister, right, an ambassador, and he said, was it Ad Me'av Esri, and we're going to bring that out right here. This is going to Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7, where it says, and Moshe was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. In the Hebrew, Moshe ben Ameyah, the Esrim Ashana b'moto, lo kahita, aino, lo nas, leho. Now, the English, you know, Moshe was 120 years old, Moshe, and Moshe ben. Here in the Hebrew, to say he was 120 years old, something that's not brought out in the translation, the Hebrew says ben. Ben is the word for son. Ben, meyah, a son, 100, with Ephraim, the Ephraim. Ephraim, Esser means 10. Right, so we have Esrim, 2/10. So literally, son, 102/10. Right, Shana, year. Be in moto, in his dying. So Moshe ben Meyah, the Esrim, Shana, be moto. Now this also, right, this also is brought out as like a baraka, a word of invocation. As many Yehudi, many I and I would greet one or would say a word of a benediction. May you live to be 120 years old plus one day. So this is kind of brought out from here in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. But it also points to something that is found in the first book of Moshe. In the first book of Moshe, when it says that he would not strive with man for that he also is flesh, right, and his days were 120, right, years. So we have right here where Moshe, right, said that I am 120 years old today, he told them. And he said he can no longer go forth and come in. He can no longer go forth and come in. Now, in this section here in Deuteronomy chapter 34, we're kind of looking ahead, but in this Torah reading and feeding, he announces his age, and it said according to tradition that it was on his earth day or his birthday that he died. So another interesting reason is here, but here to the Torah, it says Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7, when it says that his eye was not dim, right? His eye was not dim. It says here, it says, lo kahata, I know. Kahata, what is kahata? Kahata come from kaha. Kaha means to grow weak, to grow dim, to grow faint, to falter, to be weakened. In a sense, it can mean to be darkened or be restrained. His sight was not restrained or faint or failed. So he had good eyesight here, 120, a son of 120 years, Ben Meyah, Ve'esarim Shana. And then it says this, it says, Ve'lo Nas, Lecho, Ve'lo, Ve'lo, and not Nas. What is Nas? Nas in the Hebrew here comes from the root nous. Nous means to flee, to escape, nous, to disappear, kind of like to fly. You can fly to an attack, or you can kind of fly on horseback from an attack. So like to fly or to escape, to take flight, the sense of to flit or to vanish away. So it says, Willo nas, and not fled away, lecho, lecho. What is lecho? Lecho from leach, leach, leach in the Hebrew means moisture, freshness, vigor. So even at 120 years, right, his, you could say his natural moisture, it's almost like one gets old and almost like dry up, that sense of drying up like a tree. It loses its natural sap, so to speak. So his moisture, his freshness, his vigor to bring out the sense of his natural strength, right, was not fled from him. Right, so he didn't pass away according to the Torah here because, you know, of sickness or old age, and that's what it brings to mind when we go to Genesis. Let's see if we can share this right here with Genesis so we can compare scripture with scripture right here in Genesis. What's the Genesis chapter? What's chapter 6, yeah? Chapter 6 right here. Let's scroll here to chapter 6. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers. So chapter 6, right? Chapter 6, verse 3. And Yahuwah said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. We touched on the three kinds of man. We need to go over that again. You know, the three kinds of man, the natural man, the psychical man, the Adamic man, right? The spiritual man. You know, and then the carnal man. And Yahuwah said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. His days shall be 120 years. So within the scriptural narrative, it's interesting that Moshe, right, the reputed author of the first book, right, of HaTorah, right, reaches that very same age. Vayomer Yahuwah lo yadon ruchi ba'adam le olam bi shagam hu bi asar we hayu yamayo meya ve'esrim shana. So the meya 100 we esrim. Esrim or two tens is 20. Maya we esrim shana years. So he who be we be, Wayomer Yahuwah, and Jehovah said, lo yadon, not to yadon. Yadon here comes from din and dun. It means to judge. It means to contend. It means to plead or to act as a judge, a minister, right? Actually also to execute the judgment. Right, to plead a cause, to execute judgment, to requite, to vindicate. It also can mean to govern, in a sense to contend, to strive, or to be at strife in the Nephilim of the verb, to quarrel. But right here, the sense of the Hebrew, he says, lo yadon, he's saying to rule, to strive in the sense of to judge, also to strive at Torah, to strive at law. So the verse here, Vayomer Yahuwah lo yadon ruchi ruach is spirit, ruchi or irit, ruchi my spirit, ba'adam right, le olam forever, bishagam, right, bishagam will not always kind of remain with him. So it's kind of interesting right here, just connecting this dot right here. We can get into a little bit more on this particular verse right here, the 120 years. Now, that brings something interesting to mind, because there is the song of Moshe. In HaTorah, there's a song of Moshe. I can get into a couple of more points right here for this sabbatical study, but just to connect some of the proverbial dots and hopefully some of the questions that we have when we hear or read or get more or less, you know, of scripture or Bible, there's some questions that come up sometimes. And many times when we think the Bible was contradicts itself or they don't find the answer, and that might be so for them. But study to show yourself approved. When we go to the fourth book of the Psalter of the Psalms, we find Mizmor Adai, Psalm alphanumerically in the Hebrew, Psalm 90, Mizmor Adai, in book four. Book four of the Psalms is Psalms 90 to Psalms 106. And in Psalm 90, we have a tefillah, a prayer, Le Moshe of Moses, Ish, a man, higher man, Ish, Ha Elohim, Ha'ilahim, of Elohim, of the Almighty Power. Now, it's in this very psalm that we find many ones and ones say, well, you know, they like this verse here, and I'm reading it from the Hebrew to English, so it might read different than KJV, but in essence, it's one and the same. We have Psalm 90, verse 10, the days of our years are 70 years, or even by reason of strength or strength, 40 years, yet is their pride but travail and vanity, for it is speedily gone and we fly away. Thus, religiously, that idea of fly away, you know, whether we look at it in the sense even here of Moshe and passing away, or we fly away, we, you know, take the wings of the morning, you know, and repatriate. But here we have 70. Now, 70 basically, a score is 20 years in Old English, so three of them would be 60 plus 10, do the math, 70 years. This is where many ones have been led to believe that there's a 70-year expiration date. You know, like ones and ones have a 70. You probably have heard it before. You know, it says 70, you know, 70, or by reason of strength. You know, if you're really a strong person, you might reach up into the 80s. But what one's going to understand is that this psalm, Psalm 90, right, is a prayer of Moses, the man of Ha'ilahim, of the Elohim. Why do I emphasize this? Because Moses, as well as his brother Aaron, right, they exceeded the age of 100. So some would say, well, this right here is a contradiction, or so forth and so on. Look at Moses. He's 120 years, it says. But what about those of the 40 years wandering in the wilderness? That's what one's going to consider, right? This psalm here is actually speaking to that generation. So this psalm, Psalm 90, also is a part of the Mosaic testimony. And when we put it into that context, we will see that the prolonged lives of certain conspicuous persons in that particular period, it does not warrant a conclusion as to the average length of life. And the generation that fell in the Midbar, in the wilderness, can clearly not have lived beyond the psalmist's limit. Therefore, putting these keys into context, Moshe, this is a Moshe prayer, Psalm 90, and if you read the context of it, he is speaking to that same generation that he's speaking to, you know, concerning that wandered in the wilderness for the 40 years. Right, for the 40 years. So if you add those 40 years to their approximate ages, you know, they did not exceed, you know, the 70 to 80 years. Just so the brothers and sisters, you know, as the Hebrews and we the black Jews would, you know, say a word of blessing or a good word, a benediction upon one, Ad Me'av Esri, to say, you know, may your days, you know, be 120. Plus one. But here, just to pick up with this Torah reading and feeding, a little audible footnote right there. Moreover, Jehovah had confirmed that Moshe was going to die. And Yehoshua, Old Testament Joshua, was confirmed to be his successor to lead Amo, Yisrael, the people of Israel, Jah people, into the promised land. So also in the Brit Chadasha, we need to see this in the Hebrew two truths. So in the temporal sense, they would, in a sense, repatriate or enter the promised land. But in the Brit Chadasha sense, we have Yehoshua and the likeness to the contraction of the name Yeshua, 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 a contraction of Yehoshua is like the long form and the short form, Yeshua, leading the people into that promised state of mind, the land, the consciousness. In the presence of the entire assembly, Moshe then officially, according to the law, according to the direction, instruction, that's what makes it official, he urged Yehoshua to be strong and courageous and to place his full trust, his full yay, yay, and amen, amen, in Yahweh, in Jehovah. Moshe, he then committed HaTorah, the directions and instructions to writing. So that question that people have, well, if Moses wrote, you know, the five books of the Bible, how did he write about his own death? Okay, we get that. But remember we said that most of Yisrael, right, was literate. And if you read the narrative carefully, you'll find that there's the priests, the Levites, even Joshua writes, and Moshe right here, he writes, right? So Moshe then committed HaTorah. We said the Torah is the primary direction instruction received from Yahweh, right, as well as other writing, right, to writing and deliver these sacred scrolls. So in the Torah, we have what Moshe wrote. Right, so obviously Moses didn't have to write about his death because he committed that to the Kohanim, the Levim, and even to Yehoshua, right, which all could read and write. So Moshe then committed HaTorah to writing and delivered the sacred scrolls to the Kohanim, the priests, for safekeeping, for protective custody. This was the ark, right, and the tabernacle was to protect the testimony, protective custody. He further commanded. It's like a contract or agreement. You know, people put it up in a safe, so to speak, if it's valuable to them. He further commanded that after Yisrael Yasharala, Israel was safely in the land, that HaTorah, the direction instruction, the Orit, should be publicly recited to call Yisrael, call all of Yisrael, all of Israel, Yisrael Hulu, every 7 years. At a special ceremony, so in the Shemitah year, right, the sabbatical year, at a special ceremony on the feast, the festival of Sukkot. Sukkot is booths, huts, or called tabernacles. The reason for this season, this present season, in order that your people, quote, may hear and learn to reverence, learn to respect Yahweh, Jehovah, your Almighty power, and be careful to do all the words of this Torah, of Torah Hazot. Hear, 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 to call to mind right here, heart and mind, the words of Kedemawi Haile Selassie to I and we regarding the 10 words, regarding the 10 commandments.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on it.
He says you're aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and may elaborate. So let's elaborate here on Jah law, direction, instructions right here. So Jehovah then called Moshe and Yehoshua into the Mishkan. The Mishkan is like the sanctuary of the Shakan. Shakan means dwell. You might have heard of the term Shekinah, right, which is like she dwelling, the soul of Yahweh here, Shekinah. Right, we have Shakanya, Jah dwelling, abiding. And the place, the tent of meeting, is known as the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they were called to the Mishkan, Moshe and Yehoshua, to commission Joshua, Yehoshua, as Moshe's successor. While there, Yahweh foretold that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, that they, the sons of Israel, that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, they would whore themselves after other people's Elohim, after foreign gods, and break the berit, the covenant, the contractual agreement with Elohim, right, with Hailahim. On account of this, Moshe was instructed to teach the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, a prophetic song called Ha'azinu, Ha'azinu, give ear, broaden the ear, Ha'azinu. Yehoshua was then commissioned with these words from Yahuwah: be strong and courageous, for you, the I, Yehoshua, shall bring the people of Israel, Amo Yisrael, into the land that I swore to give them. I will be with you. There we have that Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Emmanuel with us, El, the power, the Almighty with us, even within us. After this, Moshe further instructed Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawian, to put the scroll of HaTorah. I want you to pay attention to this right here, right? Put the scroll, because it'll explain certain New Testament confusions that ones who are lawless or Torahless, you know, make believe or imagine. After this, Moshe further instructed Halloween to put the scroll of HaTorah, the scroll of the Torah, beside the Aron HaBrit, on the side of the Ark of the Covenant, the Tabot. Why? To be a witness against Yisrael. If they were to deviate or pervert the course of justice from its teaching, from her teaching, from the Torah teaching. The portion ends with Moses gathering Jah people together to teach them the Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu, and Ha'azinu is also the name of the forthcoming Torah reading and feeding, Ha'azinu. In the Hebrew, literally it means to broaden your ears, broaden your ears, Ha'azinu. That would again remind them. So even through song, see this, right, the king's music, right, called Children of Faithful Rastafari, the music, how even the music, even the ancient times, the prophetic song known as the Ha'azinu, right, what was the reason for that? It was to teach them and to remind them of the consequences of breaking their word, the word agreement, of breaking the covenant with Yahuwah, with Jehovah. So here, just a brief overview right here for this, the shortest, right, of the Torah reading and feeding right here on the
sabbatical ear. Study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Let's deal with three questions. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 31, here in the season. Let's deal with three particular questions for this Torah reading and feeding, right, for Shabbat Vayelech, Shabbat Vayelech. First question, what does the Hebrew word Vayelech or Vayelech, Vayelech, what does Vayelech, Vayelech mean, Habarim? Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 1. Vayelech, the modern Hebrew, we would say Vayelech, right? In the ancient, more Ethio-Shemitic, Afro-Shemitic pointing, you say Vayelech, Vayelech, right? And he went. It comes from the Hebrew verb halak, halak. And here's where we get the halakha, right? You may hear one talk about the halakha. It's interesting because one and the same in spirit and truth as when I and I Rastafari say to walk it out, to trot it out. Like we trot it out, we walk it out. So literally the word comes from to walk or to go, right? How we not just talk it out, but how we walk it out, how we walk it out in our lives, in our liberty. So Vayelech, and he went, and he walked, and he went, comes from the Hebrew halak, right, which means to go or to walk. In the Yehudi tribe tradition, it states that Moshe, he went around comforting Jah people and encouraging them, even though he knew that he would soon die. Note that some other sages, they say that these events are not in chronological order. Again, there's some portions of the Torah that are not in chronological order. That's not really how we saw it, not linear, you know, but in the cycle. So many of these events are not in chronological order, and that the following verses, they took place right after Moshe was denied his request to enter the land. We have this in Deuteronomy chapter 3, right, verses 23. So going to Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 23 is when Moshe, you know, he pleaded with Hashem to enter into the land. And now he's giving the narrative, or he is testifying and giving a sermon and encouragement to the children of the wander to death in the wilderness generation. So the children of that generation that wanders to death, he's seeking to encourage them. Question two, how old was Moshe when he died? Well, we already touched on this. He was Ben Meah V'Esrim. He was 120 years old. Right? Ada Meah V'Esrim. May y'all live to be 120 years old plus one day. Question three, what is the date of Moshe's death, of Moto? Moshe, he died on his birthday, on the seventh of the Hebrew month of Adar. Now, we know he died on this date by the statements that's made in the book of Yehoshua, the book of Joshua. Joshua was told to prepare to cross the Yarden, the Jordan, in, quote, 3 days, according to Joshua chapter 1, verse 11. 3 days, Joshua chapter 1:1-1, which occurred on the 10th of the Hebrew month of Nisan, a.k.a. Abib, the first moon, the first month, right, in the holy, the churchical year, beginning from April-May season. Here, according to the holy calendar, we're at the seventh month. Well, it begins the civil new year with a third of the three times in the year. So when we seal up, you could say the appointments, the feasts, and the festivals is when the civil or the kingdom new year begins, as with September 11th, even in this season. So this occurred on the 10th of Abib, the first month, the first moon, according to Joshua chapter 4, verse 10. But we know that Israel, had mourned for Moshe for 30 days earlier. So they mourned for Moshe for a solar month. That's why we talk about the calendar being lunar solar. So when it says 30 days, that points us to a time cycle that's known as a solar month. Well, we have the 28 days for the lunar month. So they mourned for Moshe for 30 days right earlier, according to Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 8. So on the 7th of Nisan, right, the people prepared to cross, which was 30 days after the death, the passing of Moshe. So in counting backwards, 30 days before Abib 7th, right, or the 7th of the first month, the first moon, is Adar 7th, which is therefore considered to be Moses's death. So here, going to ride up right here. Got 10 minutes before we go into the grace portion. I'd like to bring forward today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. After the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 31. Take a brief Selah moment right here.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Classic Bob Andy, Holy Moses. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
I'm story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. And he said, I wanted to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. And he says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Today's daily psalm, Psalm 31, verse here. Yes, sir.
Psalm 31.
Mizmor lamet aleph, lam natseyach mizmor le David.
In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust.
Becha Adonai hasyiti.
Let me never be ashamed. Never.
Al evosha le'olam.
Deliver me in thy righteousness.
Betchit katecha falleteni.
Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, Thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
Yes, 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 going right up firstly with the Royal Amharic, right, from the King of Kings Bible. Just a little sampling right here, here, here. The theme from the Amharic is faith, the face of Jah, of Jah's persecuted. The faith of Jah's persecuted ones. Little sample right here, here, here. Version 2, going right with them hard just after this. Oh.
Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. And to thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon my servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O, love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
መዝሙር 30 በቅንፍ 31 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በማድነቅ ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ አንተን ታመንሁ ለዘላለም አልፈ በጽድቅህም አድን። ጆሮህን ወደ እኔ አዘንብ ፈጥነህም አድነኝ። ታድነኝ ዘንድ መታመኛ አምላክና የመጠጊያ ቤት ሁነኝ።
አምባይና መጠጊያ ያንተ ነህና ስለ ስምህ መንገዴን አቅና ምራኝ አንተ መታመኛ ነህና ከደበቁብኝ ወጥመድ አውጣ በእጅህ ነፍሴን እሰጣለሁ የእውነት አምላክ አቤቱ ተቤዥተኸኝ ከንቱ ምናምንቴነትን የጠበቁትን ጠላ እኔ ግን በእግዚአብሔር ታመንኩ መከራዬን አይተሃልና ነፍሴንም ከጭንቀት አድነሃታልና በምሕረትህ ደስ ይለኛል ሐሴትም አደርጋለሁ በጠላቴ እጅ አልዘጋኸኝ በሰፊም ስፍራ እግሮቼን አቆም ተቸግር ያለሁና አቤቱ ምራኝ ዓይኔም ከሐዘን የተነሳ ተፈጀች ነፍሴም ሆዴ ሕይወቴ በሐዘን አልቃለችና ዓመታቴም በለቅሶ ጩኸት ኃይሌ በችግር ደከመ አጥንቶቼም ተነዋወጡ በጠላቶቼ ዘንድ ተነወጡ ይልቁንም በጎረቤቶቼ ዘንድ ለሚያውቁኝም ፍርሃት ሆነ በሜዳ ያዩኝም ከኔ ሸሽ እንደ ሞተ ሰው ከልብ ተረሳው እንደ ተበላሸ ቃም ሆነ የብዙ ሰዎችን ስድብ ሰምቻለሁና በዙሪያው ፍርሃት ነበረ በላዬ ባንድነት በተሰበሰቡ ጊዜ ነፍሴን ለመንጠቅ ተማከሩ አቤቱ እኔ ግን ባንተ ታመን አንተ አምላኬ ነህ ርስቴ በእጅህ ከጠላቶች እጅና ከሚያሳድዱኝ አድነኝ ፊትህን በባሪያህ ላይ አብራ ስለ ምሕረትህም አድነኝ አቤቱ አንተን ጠርቻለሁና አልፈር ክፉዎች ይፈሩ በሲኦልም ዝም ይበሉ በድፍረትና በትዕቢት በመናቅም በጻድቅ ላይ የሚናገሩ የሽንገላ ከንፈሮች ግዳ ይሁኑ ባንተ ለሚያምኑ በሰዎች ልጆች ፊት ያዘጋጀሃትን ለሚፈሩህም የሰወርካት ቸርነትህ እንት የምን በዛች በፊትህ መጋረጃ ከሰው ክርክር ትጋርዳቸዋል በድንኳንህም ካንደበት ክርክር ሸፍናቸዋል በተከበበ ከተማ የሚያስደንቅ ምሕረቱን በእኔ የገለጠ እግዚአብሔር ይመስገን እኔስ ከዓይንህ ፊት ተጣልኩ በድንጋጤ አልኩ አንተ ግን ወደ አንተ በጮኩ ጊዜ የልመናዬን ቃል ሰማኸኝ ሁላችሁ ቅዱሳኑ እግዚአብሔርን ውደዱ እግዚአብሔር እውነተኞችን ይፈልጋል ትዕቢተኞችንም ፈጽሞ ይበቀላቸው በእግዚአብሔር የምታምኑ ሁላችሁ በርቱ ልባችሁም ይጥና
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So right here is where we go to the verse by verse. We want to zoom in on the superscription. Superscription, usually in most Bibles, KJV, is like the verse or the portion underneath the title that's often not included in the KJV in the Western Bibles as a verse, but that's the most important part of the verse, that little small type before verse 1. I'd like to zoom in on what we call the superscription, or some refer to as a title. The key word, Bemadenek Gizeh. What is Madenek Gizeh? So here. It's right up.
Yes. That was a verse by verse kind of a run through, but there was one part that as I listened and looking in the parallel Bible here with the King of Kings Psalms, the Psalms of David from the King of Kings Bible and the KJV side by side here, is a footnote under the superscription. So we have Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore Psalm of Dawit. It's the Ge'ez construction. It's from Ge'ez. That construction there is Ge'ez, the order of the words. Mezmore Psalm of Chant Isis of Dawit, of David, of the well-beloved. Ye Dawit, of David Mezmore. That is the Amharic equivalent. But here in His Majesty's Bible, we have Mezmore Dawit, Salasa, Salasa, Salasa is 30. Begins in parentheses, we have Salasa and. Salasa and. Salasa and. 31, corresponding with the latter-day numbering. Now, the KJV says to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Even here in the Hebrew, we have Lamenatiach Mizmor LeDawid. But there's more that we have here, Bamarinya, and Amharic, the Metaf Kedusa says, Le Mezemran Aleka, Le for Mezemran, the chanters, the Izezers, like the choir, the Mezemran, those who chant the Mezmor, right? Le Mezemran Aleka, Aleka is the chief, the head, the chief, like the captain, the chief of the chanters, the Izezers, to the chief musician. Then it has this right here, it says, Be Madinek Gizeh, Be Madinek, Madinek. In Madinek, Gizeh, in a time of Madinek. So the question is, what is Madinek? Now we say dink, like dinknesh, right? Dinknesh, you know, those fossilized remains that were found in Ethiopia, the Horn of Africa region that they call dinknesh, saying literally in the Amharic, like dink, amazing, wonderful, amazing, dink, 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 right? It's not dink. For example, remember we were talking about the karas, but some people say it's karas, and they try to make a Christ equivalency, and we say no. They say it's one sound is a K, and one sound is a Q. It's like the word dink, dink, dink. Dink means amazing, but if we said it was dink, dink means like a midget or someone short, someone of short stature, right? Dink with the K. So we have dink. So we have Madinek here, amazing. Now, throughout the scripture where it says that Jah is like Xiaobi is wonderful, amazing, we usually would say dink no, that which he does, dink no, he's amazing. So Madinek right here, we have a footer. The RAB, the Revised Amharic Bible, His Majesty's Bible, the Revised Amharic Bible reads, Be Madinek Gizeh, and translated here as meaning in a time of amazement or great wonder. In time of amazement, dink Madinek, Madinek, Be Madinek Gizeh. Now, here we have these unique. Here we have it noted here in the Parallel Bible here, but wasn't included in the previous audible that you heard. So we added, supplemented here, these unique and cryptic words right here that we find here only in His Majesty's Bible right here. Le mezemran aleka, to the chief musician, the chief of the chanters. Be madinek gizeh, in a time of madinek. Ye dawit mezmor. So we have these unique and cryptic words here, these two words really. Well, you could parse it as three, right? But that's a preposition. The be is a preposition in, on, by way of be madinek. Be madinek gizeh, gizeh, time, Iowa. So we have these words here, right? And they are not found in the English KJV or even in the Yehudi, the Masoretic versions of the Sefer Tehillim, right? Be madinek gizeh, in an amazing time, in a wonderful time. So here, even with the Pisthi Sophia that we'd like to share right here, one of the 13 repentances of the Pisthi Sophia, and this is some of the early Nazarene, you know, Nazarene documents. Much of the Christian so-called, as one might call it, Christian Gnostic documents are actually early Nazarene documents, and interestingly enough, we find some of the documents and some of the contents of the documents in some of the ancient manuscripts, Ethiopic manuscripts, as well as you said, some of the concepts and the themes. So here's one reason why we like to also study that and find the truth for ourselves. But here, with today's daily psalm, Psalm 31, just to add that right there, the Be Madinek Gizeh, in an amazing time, in a wonderful, amazing, awesome, amazing time. So we have the faith of the persecuted. Here we have the faith. Now, the word faith in Amharic, the basic word for faith is emnet. In the Hebrew, the basic word for faith is pointed as emuna. Emnet, emuna, when we study the glyphs, is basically from the same root, the amen. People say amen, right? Or they might say, oh, it all comes from ancient Egypt. It comes from the amun. Can you show me a verb? Can you show me a verb? See, it's an action that the nouns happen, right? Right, in the beginning, he created, and then after he created, what do we have? We have creation, right? So can you show me the verb? We have the verb Afro-Shemitically, but you probably could find if you dig deep enough, because even the ancient Egyptian language, some call it the Metu Neter, that's actually the oracles of the gods or of the Neters, the Ra'in Kemet, the Ra'in Komet, the Ra'in is the language of the peoples, and the language of the peoples of ancient Mitzrayim is Afro-Semitic. So here's what's a very interesting curiosity that smacks that lie of the racist misinterpretation of the Table of Nations. The racist misinterpretation where they say, well, Ham is the black man and Japheth is the white man and Shem, well, Shem is a little bit like kind of like the Arabs, a little bit like the gray. You know, it's nonsense because linguistically we find that in ancient Egypt, the linguistics, there are a lot of Semitic terms, and also we have the Afro-Semitic languages like the Royal Amharic, the King of Kings language. We get to the root, right, to the G'ez, and then among a people who are defined as being Hamitic people, they have an ancient, purely Semitic language. How do you explain, make that make sense? So we also have it with the Afro-Semitic languages of ancient Egypt, of Coptic, of we have the Hebrew also fits, interesting, the biblical Hebrew is also Afro-Semitic, just another perspective. But the word faith, Imnet, Amharic Imnet, it's like when they say in ancient Egypt, the Amun, Amen, Amenati, Amun, Amenati, and with the Amen is supposed to be the male aspect, and Amunet, Amunet is the female aspect. I find that interesting, right, because even when we have Imnet, or emuna, imnet in the Amharic for faith, and emuna, right, in the Hebrew for faith, from the amene root. Now, what does amene mean? Amene, to admit. The root idea of faith from the Afro-Semitic language is amene. Most of the words, they root themselves in a tri-continental root. So most of the Afro-Semitic words have a trinity of glyphs, trinity of sounds, syllables as its root. So we have amene. Amene has a twofold meaning. It has to admit, right, what we say in the sense of believe. You know, you could believe something that is true, or you could believe something that's not true. What do you admit on? You don't know. If you know, you could say, I know. But what do you admit as truth? It also has a sense of to lean upon when you get into the ancient root, to lean upon. Not just in a physical sense, but it's like more a psycho-spiritual, psychological sense. Because there are many things that we amen, right, but we don't really know. You know, when you get behind the wheel of a car, you don't know if your brakes are still working or not, but you admit you don't see anything problem, so you admit and you move forward in that faith. Just to break down that the word idea of faith, to take it out of this Gentile religious bubble, you know, even the word so-called belief, to get to the real active sense, the spirit of what does the word mean. This is why studying linguistics is so very important. It can cut through a lot of the nonsense of Babylon, getting to the root idea. So here is the faith, the emnet, the emuna. Or the next word used Ethiopically is hymenot. Now, hymenot has the amena as its root. The hymenot we like to bring out as the living faith. The faith, the admittance of the persecuted. So we have the familiar themes and straits. Straits, the straits, like the anxiety, the tightness. It could be tightness in the physical situation. It could be tightness in the spiritual, psychological situation. The familiar theme here, Havarim, of the straits or the anxieties of the innocent is the motif here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 31. As a Davidic, here we have a Davidic composition. It finds its background in the wilderness of Maon. Now, you may ask, well, how do we know it's a Davidic composition? Well, when you study languages, it's like if I show you King James Version or Shakespeare, you know that's not how we speak nowadays, right? It's English, right? It's English. You speak English, but the Shakespeare is not how we... So when we study the linguistics, we can see different layers, different flavors, different word orders. It's like we can tell, well, oh, that person is from over there. Though they're speaking the same language, they're speaking a little different. So this is a Davidic composition. And its background is in the wilderness of Maon. Maon, Maon. In 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 25. There's a clause in today's psalm, right? There's a clause. David... or rather in 1 Samuel that connects with today's psalm, 1 Samuel 23, 25, where it says, David made haste to get away in verse 26. This is comparable to today's psalm to verse 22. It would be 22 in the KJV. In the Hebrew, it would be verse 23 of today's psalm, where it is said, I said in my haste. So linking the historical of 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 23, 25, where David says in verse 26, or it said of David in verse 26, David made haste to get away. And today's psalm where it says, I said in my haste. Let's go here for a moment today, Psalm verse 20. In KJV, it should be verse 22, because they don't number the superscription in the King James or Western Bible. The superscription, that small type, a Psalm of David or what have you, that's there is a verse usually. But we have, as for me, here we have, as for me, I said in my haste, you ever like say something too quickly concerning yourself or your situation, and then you recognize, I might have spoken too soon. So here, David and I say, as for I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried to the eye. Let me just point out the word cry. There is a cry, but usually in translation, the boo-hoo-hoo cry, the weepy-weepy cry, that's usually is translated as in King James Version as I weep. It'll bring out the sense of weeping. But here we have bishawi, bishawi leka, bishawi, shawi, bishawi, shawu, right? Shawi, almost sounds like shout. It's actually, that's what it is shout. right? So where it says, nevertheless, I heardest the voice, the vocal of my supplications when I shouted to thy Jah, when I shouted, Bishawi, Eleka, Bishawi, in my shouting, Eleka, to the Ka, to the I, when I shouted to the I. So this link here of today's psalm, I said in my haste and concerning Dawid, made haste to get away. There's resemblances also to be noted between the language, the Hebraically speaking, looking at the Hebrew, the language of the song, the chant, and that of Jeremiah or Ermias. Ermias in Amharic, Ermias, Jeremiah, Jeremiah, Jeremiah. But some say against the theory that the prophet, some say the theory is that the prophet was the author. Some even propose because the psalm in the Hebrew, we study the Hebrew, it sounds a lot like certain passages in the prophecy of Jeremiah. So some propose that it was the prophet was the author, right? But actually, it wasn't David, they would say. Some would say it was actually Jeremiah because, look, the language is similar right there, there, there. So against that theory that the prophet was the author, the prophet Jeremiah of today's daily psalm, is also quite the possibility and the likelihood that he, Jeremiah, coming after the time of Dawid, may have had the psalm, the chant in mind. And to add to that, seeing that the Psalms of David that we have in the Book of Psalms, for ancient Yisrael and the Yehudi and the Jews and we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah from such a time to such a time, the Psalms are our liturgy. Basically, the Psalms are the core of our worship, as well as for the Talmudim of I and I study, as it links to the rest of the scriptures, almost like at the heart, at David, a man after Jehovah's own heart. So now, there's a section with verses 9 to 18, that differ. When we look at verses 9 to 18, this differs from the rest of the psalm in its style and in its tone. There is no argument, or should be, there should be no argument against the unity, the unity of the whole. It's just like you listen to a tune, and a tune sounds like this, and at a certain point, they change up something, you know, but that just brings out a certain emphasis in what is being communicated. A poet, don't you know it? Like a poet, like a musician, readily passes from major to minor or vice versa. Once again, a poet, any of y'all musical or, you know, write lyrics, right, or a musician, you know that readily it's easy to pass from a major to a minor or begin off with a minor and go to a major or vice versa. So here, looking at the time right here, those listening to the live stream, call in, or check us out on the Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube, right there. So there's that section, his present, verses 9 to 18, is speaking more to the present distress, the stress and the distress. So here, let's ride up right here. I want to share this right here. As we mentioned in the beginning of the audible, right, we are speaking at the seventh moon. So here we're in the first moon of the Hebrew ecclesiastical liturgical calendar. The first moon of Passover, first month of Abib. And here in the audible was at the time of the seventh month, around September, October, roughly around the seventh month. You know, around the end of the churchical, the Hebrew ecclesiastical year, and the beginning of the civil year. Also around that time, we have September 11th, the beginning of the Ethiopia Kingdom of God New Year, corresponding to the Hebrew, the Judaic, the civil, the governmental New Year. So part of the year, right, is like we say churchical is the holy year. We have the seven appointments, right, the seven feasts, the festival, and the three times, the three seasons. So here we get another mark, 60 seconds, y'all. We're going to ride up. But just to put this into proper context of the audio, the audible right here, it has us mentioning that it was Wednesday of that particular year, right? And it was a woman's Wednesday, or what's now known as the Wisdom Wednesday, right? Since wisdom.
Yes. The part share that audible is, you know, the time and the season changes, but, you know, some of the reasonings and the revelation, we'll share that audible, but Here, look real quick, Selah tune with today's daily psalm, and then we'll go through the verse by verse, full of full. That was zooming in on the superscription from the King of Kings Bible. But the full of the psalm, after this, Rhema right now tune with the mood and attitude of the psalm. Yes, I, Sister Kalungi, come forward. Yes, I, gotta take our ass up away. I made haste to get away. I made haste, so I say.
Woo! You're still taking what's not yours. Greedy though you got more. Switching on me now, snitching on me now. Picking up dirty attitudes. What's your future then? I'm not sure. Now you lurk on every corner, trying to make a dollar from them quarters. Thought you were my friend, giving helping hand. Proved to be my enemy. I can't even trust anyone. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you downward, nothing good for
got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
I and I gotta take I and I selves away from Babylon. Come out of her, my people. So right here, 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 let's go through verse by verse of Royal Amharic, today's daily psalm. That was the intro. Just zooming in on the intro right there. Here, here, here. Yes, sir.
Lejoch, Lejoch, children of the King of Kings in Christ. Let's begin off with the psalm for this day. Shalom and Democha Hitoch and Atoch. Shalom and Democha Hitoch and Atoch. Shalom and Democha Hitoch and Atoch. Brothers and sisters and mothers and Lejoch, Lejoch, children of the King of Kings in Christ. Let's begin off with the psalm for this day and this season. For according to our Ethio-Hebrew, the Ethiopian Hebrew, our order of the children of the Ethiopians, the testimony of the daily psalms, it is Psalm 31. Just a note that Psalm 31 in the authorized Bible of the line of the tribe of Judah in the ancient Hebrew Bibles will be Psalm 32. Just a note. So let's begin. Bismaab, Gwelid, Wamenfes, Kadu, Sahadu Amla, Mesmore, Dawi, Abiatu, Antena, Tamenhu, Lezulem, Alzalem, Alzalem, Besid Kehim, Adnain. In thee I, O Father, do I put my trust. Let me, make me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Jorohin, Wurene, Azen, Azenabil, 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 Fetnehim. Adeneng, Adeneng Zen, Metamenya, Amlakina, Yemetegia, Beit, Huneng, bow down thine ear to I liver, deliver I speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save I. Ambayena, Metegia, Ye, Ante Nehina, Silesimih, Mengedein Akina, Miranyim, for the I unto you yourself are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead I and guide I. Ante metamenyayin na kadebek uving wetamed outain. Pull I out of the net that them man and people poor have laid privily for I. For the I ante are I strength. Beidji nesein istalo yeu netamlak avetu. Into thine hand I commit my spirit, or correction, it says, let's say, my soul. Into thine hand I commit my soul. Thou hast redeemed I. O source, power, O Yahweh, source of truth. Kentu minam nite netina yet abekutina tella inegin be'edkazi abher tamenhu. I have hated them, all them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the sovereign, in Ekaziabihar, in the good father. Mekrayin ay tahalina nefseinim kachin keta adin hatalina bemhireti des yilenya heshetim adarugalo. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou ante has considered my trouble. Thou ante has known I soul in adversities. Bet late ija ala zegahenye. Be sefima sifra grochin akome. And has not shut I up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Te chegrealuhuna habirtu merang. Oinem ka hazen yepenesa. Te fejech nesim hodim. Have mercy upon I, Avertu, O Father, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, I soul and I belly. Hiwete be chizina ala kalechina, ametatema be likso chuhet, haile be chigara dekame, atinto chim te newawatu. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing, my strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. Bet la toche zen tenawaruhu ilkunema begorebe toche zen lemi yau kunema farahatahonuhu bemeda yayunim kene shashu I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to my acquaintance. They that did sight I, see I, without fled from I. In the mortaso, kaliba teresahu, in the tebelasha ikamahonuhu. I am forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. Yebuzusawochina sidiba samchaluhuna, bezuriawa farahat nebre, belayuwa beandeneta betesabesabugize, nefsina lamenteka temakaru. I have heard the slander of many, fear was on every side, while they took counsel together against I, they devised to take away I life. Abitu inegin beante tamenuhu antam lakene aluhu. But I have trusted in the eye, O Yahweh, I said, ante hailiai elohai, thou art I power. Riste be ijinno. My times are in thy hand, deliver I from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute I. See to him the bariahilai abra slem hiratihim adnain. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, save I for thy mercy's sake. Avirtu antena taruchaluhuna alfer kufuocha yiferu besiolim zim yibelu. May I not be ashamed, Abirtu, O Yah, for I have called upon thee, Ante. Make the wicked be ashamed. Make them be silent in the grave, in Sheol. Be'difretina be'tibit be'menakim be'tzarik la'yaminagaru be'shingela kenferocha dida yuhunu. Make the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Be'ante lemiyamnu abesoa lejocha feet yazegad jahat lemiya faruhim yesuwar rahat charneti indemin bezach. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, that reverence thee, that respect the eye, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in the eye before the sons of men. Befite megarreja kosokurkura tegarreda chwale bedina kwanehima beandebet beandebet kurkur te shefa nachwale. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence, of thy face, from the pride of man. Ante thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Betakababer katama yamiyasa denika mehirituna bene yagalita ekazi abeher yemesken. Baruch Yahweh, blessed be Yahweh, for he hath shown I his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Enem ka'ayin hisita tetaluhu bedingate aluhu antegin urante bechohu gize yelimnayin kala semahen. For I have said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried to the eye. Hulachu, hulachu, kedusanu, egziaviharin, hulachu, kedusanu, egziaviharin, uvededu, egziaviharu, netenyochina yifelgal, netenyochinema fetsmo yibekalachual. Oh, love, he who be, who he be, is divine majesty, Kedemawi, Halaslasi, oh, y'all, his Kedusan, his saints, for Jah preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be'egezi aviharyem tamnu hulachu, dortu lebachuhum yikna. Be of good courage, he shall strengthen your heart. All ye, all y'all that hope in Yahweh, and he who he be, his divine majesty, Kadamawi, Haila, Selassie, Kabur Lekalu, Kabur Redimsu, Kabur Lehailu, Kabur Lekadus, Kadamawi, Haila, Selassie, Be Jesus Christos, Sim. Amen, 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 amen.
Let them finish, Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah,
He lets up himself, my intent and the rebel exhibit a massacre on y'all. We need to do to the gods, let y'all be praised.
Yes, 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 yes. For here in the season, like to share the Midrash, at least a portion of the Hebrew study. But then I mentioned in the audible, speaking of the Ethiopian superscription, Bemadenek Gizeh, in a wonderful, an amazing, like an extraordinarily amazing time, the Bemadenek Gizeh. So here from the PC Sophia right here, I'd like to just kind of share this right here. You know, let me just get the chapter section right here. So the PCs in the Koine Greek means faith. PCs, it comes from, you know, the root sense of credit. So even credit is a form of faith, credit. So that's why we don't say that the Almighty is incredible. That means he has no credit. He's not credible, but he's very credible. Babylon is actually incredible. You know, has no credit. But PCs means credit or faith. Sophia is wisdom. Wisdom in the Koine Greek, Koine Kapto Greek, Sophia corresponding to the Hebrew Chokmah. Chokmah and the Ethiopic Tibet. So right here in the PC Sophia, right, one of the Gnostic, the early church documents here, it says that Yeshua, he leadeth Sophia, wisdom, to a less confined region, but without the commandment of the first mystery. And Yeshua continued in his conversation and said to his Talmudav, his disciples, it came to pass, therefore, when PC Sophia, when faith wisdom, Imnet Chokmah, had uttered her seventh repentance in the chaos, in the chaos, that although the commandment had not come to me from the first mystery to save her, and lead her upward in the chaos, nevertheless, I of myself in pity, without commandment, I conducted her into a region slightly less confined in the chaos. And when the material emanations of arrogance saw that I had conducted her into a region slightly less confined in chaos, they ceased. They ceased for a time to constrain her, thinking that she would be taken out of chaos entirely. Let's make a footnote here when it's matched that man is not emanated from a deity, right? And here in the Pistosophia speaks about the emanations of arrogance, one of the Gnostic ways of referring to the adversary, arrogant, Babylon, arrogant, the inferiority posing as supremacy, arrogant. Continuing, now when this was done, PC Sophia, Emuna Chokmah, Faith Wisma, she knew not that it was I who was bringing her help, and she did not recognize me at all, but she continued singing a song to the light of the treasure that she had seen of old from the Kedem, from the ancient times, and in that she had trusted, thinking that it was the light of truth, and that it was because she had trusted in the light, in the illumination that belongeth to the truth of the treasure, that therefore she had taken up in the chaos and the chaos, and her teshuvah, her repentance, would be accepted. But the commandment of the first mystery was not yet fulfilled for her teshuvah, her repentance, to be accepted. So here is the emanations of arrogance. They cease for a time to constrain Sophia, wisdom. Just to put this in those who are more canonical Bible orientated or at least familiar with, when Yeshua says that wisdom, Chokmah, is justified by all of her children. Just to put this into more context, what does Yeshua mean? In other words, that Sophia is justified by all of her children, our father, our mother. Continuing, but hearken, while I tell you all things that happened to Pistis Sophia, faith, wisdom, Emuna Chokmah. It came to pass when I had led her to a region slightly less confined in chaos and chaos, that the emanations of arrogance ceased to constrain her exceedingly, thinking that she would be taken out of the chaos
entirely. It came to pass, therefore, when the emanations of arrogance discovered that PC Sophia Faith Wisma had not been taken out of the chaos, they returned altogether, constraining her exceedingly. Nuff, nuff. And therefore, she utters her eighth repentance. And this is connected to today's daily psalm here, Psalm 31. She uttereth her eighth teshuvah, in that they had ceased to constrain her, and that they had returned and again constrained her mightily. And she spake this teshuvah, this repentance, saying, here the eighth teshuvah, repentance of Sophia, of Chokmah, of Mother Wisma. I have placed my heart on thee, O light. Leave me not in the chaos. Save me and deliver me by my gnosis, by my knowledge. Give heed to me and save me. Be to me a savior, O light, and preserve me. Lead me to thy light, thy illumination, for thou art my savior, Moshiach, and thou shalt lead me to the I, because of the mystery of Shemekah, the I name. Lead me, give to me thy mystery. Thou shalt save me from this lion-faced power, with that they have lain in wait for I. For thou art my Moshiach, my Savior, and I will give the glory of my light into thy hands. Thou shalt set me free, O light, by thy gnosis, by thy da'at, by thy knowledge. Thou art wroth with them that watch over me, who could not possess themselves of me entirely. But as for me, I have trusted in the light, the illumination. I will rejoice. I will sing a song, for thou hast been compassionate to me, and thou hast considered the affliction in that I am, and shall save me. Moreover, thou shalt deliver my power from chaos, from chaos, and thou hast not left me in the hands of the lion-faced power, but thou hast led me into the region where I am not constrained. And when Yeshua, Jesus, has said these things to Talmudio, to Talmudav, to his disciples, he continued in his conversation and said, it came to pass, therefore, when the lion-faced power discovered that faith, wisdom, peace, through Sophia, had not been taken entirely out of the chaos, that it came again with all the other material emanations of arrogance, and they constrained faith, wisdom, peace, through Sophia, anew. And it came to pass, therefore, when they had constrained her, that she cried out in the same teshuvah, in the same repentance, saying, here she continued her repentance. Have mercy upon me, O light, for they have constrained me anew. By thy commandment, the light which is in me hath been troubled, and so also my power and mind. My power hath begun to cease while I am in these afflictions, and the number of my time is in chaos and chaos in Babylon. My light is enfeebled, for they have taken away my power, and all the powers that were in me have been tossed about. I am become without power before all the rulers of the eons, all the archons who hate I, and before the 24 emanations in whose region I dwell. And my brother, my consort, feared to help me because of those among whom I have been set. And all the rulers of the height have regarded me as matter, in which there is no light. I am become like a material power that have fallen from the archons, from the rulers, and of whom all they who dwell in the eons have said, she hath become chaos, chaos. And then all the pitiless powers surrounded me together and plotted to take away all the light that was in me. But as for me, I have trusted in thee, O light. I have said, thou art my Moshiach, my Savior, and the mitzvah, the commandment that thou hast decreed for me is in thy hands. Save me from on the hands of the emanations of arrogance who constrain me and persecute thy. Send thy light up on me, for I am nothing before thee, and save me by thy mercies. Make me not be ashamed, for it is to thee, the eye, that I sing my song, O light. Let chaos, cows cover the emanations of arrogance. Let them be led down into the darkness of disillumination. Let the mouth of them that wish to devour, to eat me with guile, who say, let us take all the light that is in her, although I have done them no ill. Let their mouth be stopped. And when Yeshua has spoken these things, Matthew came forward and said, Ribon, Master, thy spirit, Rucheka, hath roused me, and thy light, thy illumination moved me to reveal this eighth teshuvah of faith, wisdom, of peace, thee, Sophia. For thy power hath prophesied of old from the Kedem, from the first time through Dawid, through David, in the 30th Psalm saying, pause here for a moment, as we know in the Mezmor Dawit, in His Majesty's Bible, the Psalm 31 is Mezmor Dawit Salasa, but in the parentheses, the Kintwist, it is Salasa on, is 31. So this proves that ancient numbering right here, even in His Majesty's Bible, in the Psalms, the Psalm is known as the 30th Psalm, but in the KJV, that will be 31. And here is what Matanyahu Matthew said. On thee, Yahuwah, have I set my heart. Make me never be ashamed. Save me in thy righteousness. Incline thine ear to me. Haste to thee. Save me. Be thou to me a strong hayel, power, and a house, a bite of refuge to save me. For thou art my support and my refuge. For thy name's sake, thou shalt guide I, and thou shalt feed I, and thou shalt draw I out of this snare, this trap, that they have laid privily for I. For thou art my strength, my strength. I will place my spirit, Ruchi, in thy hands. Thou hast preserved me, Adonai. El Emet, Adonai, the power of truth, of reality. Thou hatest them that hold to vanity without a cause, but as for me, I have trusted, and I shall rejoice in my Savior, in my I, Moshiach. I shall be glad in thy spirit, thy irid, for thou hast regarded my humbleness, and thou hast saved my soul, nafshi, from my constraints, my anxieties. Thou hast not closed my mouth in the hands of the wicked, the ratchet, the defiant. Thou hast planted my feet steadily in a spacious region. I have mercy on me, Adonai, for I am in tribulation. Mine eye is confused because of their anger, and also my heart, for my years have been spent in sadness of heart, and my life is spent in groaning. My strength is enfeebled in poverty, and my bones are troubled. I am become an object of derision for all my enemies. And them that draw nigh, near to I am become an object of fear for them that knew me. And they who have seen me have fled far from me. They have forgotten me in their heart as a corpse, and I have been as a vessel that is lost. For I have heard the cursing of the hosts that surround me when they all mass themselves together against I. They laid plots to take away nafshi, my soul, to take her away, my psyche. As for me, I have trusted in the eye, O Adonai. I have said, thou art Elohai, Hailei, my power. My lot is in thy hands. Save me from the hand of mine enemies, and deliver I from them that persecute I, falsely prosecute I. Show thy face to thy servant, and save I in thy mercy, O Adonai. Make I not be ashamed, for I have cried, I've shouted to the eye, Make the unrighteous be ashamed. Make them descend into Sheol. Make the crafty lips be put to silence that speak iniquity against the righteous with pride and cussing. And when Yeshua, here Yeshua commendeth Matanyahu, Matthew, and promised his disciples that they shall sit on thrones with him. And when Yeshua had heard these words, he said, "Well said, Matanyahu. Now therefore, amen, I say to you. Now therefore, amen, I say to you, when the number of the perfect shall be fulfilled, and when the pleroma," the word for the fullness, the pleroma, "and when the pleroma, the fullness, shall rise upward, I shall take my seat in the treasure of light. And ye, y'all also, y'all shall take your seats on 12 light powers until y'all shall have restored all the orders of the 12 saviors in the region of the inheritance pertaining to each of them." And when he had spoken these things, he said, "Understand y'all what I say?" And right here, Mary came forward again and said, "Ribon, Master, on this matter thou hast spoken to us, I, aforetime in a mashal, a parable. Quote, y'all have endured trials with I, and I will establish for you a kingdom, a government, as my father established one for me, that y'all may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And y'all shall sit on 12 thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel." And he, Yeshua, said to her, "Maryam, well said, Maryam." We pause right here, eighth repentance of faith wisdom, here in connection with today's daily song, right here. Come fly with I. Yes, sir. Thank you, Father.
Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon my servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongue. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shubah, shalom, Sabbath of return right here, 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 between the day of trumpets, the day of the Rosh Hashanah, New Year's, and the Yom HaKippurim. Just a look-o right here, Midrash right here, just a look-o portion as it connects with the PC Sophia right here, 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 Hebraically, Psalm 31, Mizmor Lamed Aleph. Alphanumerically 31, Lamed Aleph, Mizmor Lamed Aleph, Psalm XXXI. Lamnatseyach Mizmor Ledawit, Beka Yahuwah Hasiti, Alevoshal Olam, Bizhikateka, Faltei Ni, for the leader, the chief musician, Lamnatseyach, a psalm of David, Mizmor Ledawit. In the eye, oh Yahweh, do I put my trust? Never make I never be ashamed. Beka Yahweh hasiti al evosha le'olam. These words right here are to be considered in the light of the verse, even from Yeshaya, Isaiah 50 and 10. Who among y'all that reverence or respect Jehovah, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and disillumination and hath no light? Make him trust in the name, in the Hashem of Yahweh, of Yahweh, of Jehovah, and stay upon Elohayo, upon his power, his Elohim. Upon coming into houses of prayer, the Beit Tefillah, and the houses, the house of study, the Beit Midrash, the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he. Deliver us, Hoshi'ana, deliver us, save I. And he replies, are there any tzaddikim, righteous men among y'all? Are there any Elohim, Hailehim, reverencing, respecting Mandem among y'all? Thereupon they say, in the days gone by, in the days of Abotenu, our fathers, our patriarchs, in days of Moshe, in days of Yehoshua, in days of Shemuel and Shaul and of David and Shlomo, in those days, in them days, there were tzaddikim, they were righteous men. But now, as we go on from generation to generation, it grows darker, more unenlightened for I and I. As it is said, man walketh in darkness and hath no light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replies, trust in Shemi, trust in my name, trust in the Hashem, and I shall be a stay to you. As it is said, make him trust in the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and stay up on Elohayo, upon his power, his Elohim. Lamazeh, wherefore? Because when a man trusts in I deliver him. You can see for yourself that this is true. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah trusted in Shemi, my name. And because they trusted, they amen, they credit, they trusted in Shemi, in my name, I delivered them.
so that even the wicked, the ratchet, Nebuchadnezzar said, according to Daniel chapter 3, verse 28, blessed be the Elohim of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who delivered his servants that trusted in him. And Daniel also, him I delivered only because he trusted in Shemi, in my name. As is said, then the king commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. Daniel chapter 6, verse 24. Lamazeh. Why this? Wherefore? Because he had trusted in Elohayo, in his Elohim. Hence, here, David said, since it is true that whoever trusts in thee is delivered, I too will put my trust in thee in the eye, as is said, in the eye, O Jehovah, do I put my trust. Bika Yahuwah Chasiti. Hear. Yes, I put your trust in he who be, we be, his divine majesty. Yes, I, Rastafari. So hear, brothers and sisters and brothers at the full of full, giving thanks.
Padamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is doomed.
And on the outro right here, Shabbat Shalom, send us salam, Shabbat Shuvah. Looking forward. Sabbath of return, the repentance. Turn from the straight way and return to Yahweh, truth and life. Here on the outro, Twinkle Brothers, never get burned. Shalom, Chavarim.
Mordecai as how he protects Daniel, Shadrach, and Meshach, and Abednego. They never get burned. No, they never get burned. They never get burned. Not eaten by the world. No. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Caught in the fire and they never get burned.